President Bush did not throw out the first ball at yesterday's season opener, but the former owner of the Texas Rangers recorded a message that was broadcast before the game started.
Thank you for letting me join an opening day for the Texas Rangers. Now, I know I'm supposed to be impartial, so in my official capacity as president, I wish that other team well, too.
The president will throw out the first ball on Friday at the new park in Milwaukee. Paul Dixon is co-author of Baseball, the President's Game. He says the enduring connection between American presidents and the national pastime is something few countries can match.
The Prime Minister of Canada does not throw out the first puck, and the Prime Minister of England does not kick out the first soccer ball. I think it really began promotionally. I think the promotion was always that it was a great place to be seen, and then it evolved over time. For example, in 1910, William Howard Taft went to a ball game, and in the middle of the game, he stood up, and everybody stood up with him, thinking that he was about to leave the stadium, and he wasn't. He was just stretching, and that's the beginning of the seventh inning stretch. So baseball has sort of attracted these stories, throwing the opening ball. George Washington at Valley Forge, in order to kill time, they used to play rounders, which was really the precursor to baseball. So things like that are all part of the fabric of the game.
So presidents love baseball. Baseball hasn't always loved presidents. Hoover got booed at a game.
Yeah, I mean, Hoover was booed because Prohibition was in effect, and Hoover got booed. They started chanting, "We want beer, we want beer." And other presidents have been booed. One of the unfortunate ones was George Senior Bush was booed at an All-Star game. And a lot of the political pundits said, "Why is he being booed at the All-Star game? Is he falling in popularity, et cetera?" And what had happened was the Secret Service and his motorcade had actually caused people to be late for the game. So when he shows up on the field, they're all booing because he affected traffic, not because they didn't like him.
Of course, here in Washington, you have the tradition of the president throwing out the first ball at the Washington Senators game, but there are no Washington Senators anymore.
No, and that's been, it's sort of shifted to Baltimore and other places now. It was a marriage made in heaven because for the presidents, they got, it was sort of like the first Robin of spring, the president throwing out the ball, and some relish the role. Harry Truman, when right after World War II, when he was the first president, Roosevelt had stopped for the duration. For security reasons, they weren't sending him to the ballpark. But when Truman came out in 1946 for the first time, and he threw the ball with both hands. He was ambidextrous. So for some of the pictures, the papers would have him throwing right-handed, some would throw left-handed. And so presidents have always sort of used that day as sort of a day of frivolity and fun and a good time to impress people with the fact that they're the president and this is the national pastime.
I know the elder George Bush played first base for Yale. Have there been any other ball-playing presidents?
Eisenhower was a good player. He played semi-pro ball under an assumed name at one point when he was at West Point, which was in violation of a lot of rules and probably could have gotten him kicked out of West Point. And that's something to speculate about, what would have happened there. But Bush was probably the best. But Yale was as good as they got. They were up to the equivalent of USC and UCLA, the top teams in the country then. And Bush was a good player. He went, in fact, one game against University of North Carolina, he actually hit for the cycle.
Which president was the biggest fan?
Well, FDR loved baseball. Wilson was probably the most adamant about it. He just loved the game. He'd do anything to get to a game. And even after his stroke, they would park him out in left field at Griffith Stadium, and they would show him, they would assign sort of a backup catcher to make sure he didn't get hit by the ball. But he would sit there with his robes on, his car robes, and watch the game, and even though he's had the stroke. Truman loved the game. It's an extraordinary thing. I mean, the only one who leaves a record that he didn't like the game, although he went, was Teddy Roosevelt. He called it a mollycoddle. He said it wasn't, but I mean, this is a man who loved tennis, and he called baseball a mollycoddle. And I would just imagine if he came back today and told Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa that they were mollycoddles, it would be funny.
Paul Dixon is co-author of Baseball, the President's Game.